Bannon, because that's his sugar daddy, as far as I understand. And meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., we're continuing to go against China by getting TikTok banned.
This morning, the Biden administration is demanding that TikTok's Chinese owners sell their stake in the company, or the app could be banned in the United States. The demand marks an escalation from the administration as the White House looks to resolve national security concerns about the app, with many worried the Chinese government could force TikTok to hand over Americans' user data. The director of the FBI last week said the app, quote, screams of security concerns.
Could they use TikTok to control data on millions of users?
Yes.
What does that even mean? Could they use TikTok to control data?
Security concerns.
Could they use TikTok to control data on millions of users?
What kind of question is that? This guy eagerly says yes to.
Isn't that Rubio?
Yeah, of course it's Rubio. He's
all in. What the hell's his dog in the hunt here?
Money? Well, he's on the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is the people doing this. So, you know, he's very important in this deal, and a deal it may be, because you don't know how many. What?
Again, well, let's go back up to your question, which is, what the hell's he talking about?
Exactly. This is propaganda. I have some thoughts, but listen again to his question that this guy eagerly says yes to.
Security concerns.
Could they use TikTok to control data on millions of users?
Yes.
Yes, they can control my data. What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It's a dumb question and a ridiculous answer.
Exactly.
Yes.
Reigning in TikTok has won bipartisan support, but some Republicans want an outright ban.
This company should be banned. I don't know why they're allowed to operate in the United States.
Republicans overnight responding to the administration's new threat.
I think they're right. On this phone that everybody has, TikTok is able to harvest your data all the time.
Wait, listen to what they're saying. This is scandalous.
TikTok is able to harvest your data all the time and provide it through ByteDance to the Chinese Communist Party.
Okay, so let's just break that down in pieces.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Do they have proof of what she just said?
I have none has been demonstrated. And mind you, these apps are running on Google and Apple devices. Apple in particular has locked down a lot of what your data, whatever that means, your data can be given to the Chinese government. You know, your data is given freely, in fact, for pay, by Silicon Valley to the United States intelligence all the time, daily. Well, you want this? Oh, it costs $3,500. We'll give you that person. So this is so specious. And, so your data, they just say your data. They're not even specifying what data. So what data can you really get from apps that run on these phones? I argue that's pretty locked down. And only really revealable the kind of stuff that you'd want to U.S. intelligence organizations. But we continue.
Well, you, generally speaking, with almost every app, they ask you to release permission to follow you around, release your GPA tracking, release your contact list, which makes no sense to me why you should give anybody your contact list, alone a map app.
Almost every app does this.
They all do it.
Thank you. And you can, and somewhere in the show notes, you have to look for it. You can even get a software development kit that you put into your app that literally allows you to replay what a user did, which is meant, of course, to see if you can find out why the user experience is not working or what they're tapping on, what they're typing in. This is not secret. Every app that puts that in there, which will get into these app stores, can do this, but they're singling out TikTok, and I have some ideas. We'll finish this clip.
And provide it through ByteDance to the Chinese Communist Party.
Boom! The White House has, until recently, been more reluctant to ask TikTok's Chinese owners to sell their shares, looking instead to work with the app to install data safeguards. But last week, the White House came out in support of bipartisan legislation that could be used to ban the app. In a statement, TikTok said the best way to address concerns about national security is with the transparent U.S.-based protection of U.S. user data data and systems with robust third-party monitoring, vetting, and verification, which we are already implementing. TikTok's chief executive is scheduled to testify before a House committee next week.
All right, so there's a couple of things going on. First of all, this really started with the projected $10 billion next year that TikTok is taking away from specifically Google, Facebook, or Meta, anyone else who, and you know, Apple is now also entering into the advertising market after they basically put some anti-competitive moves in on Facebook, and you know, and Facebook arguably lost $10 billion a year in revenue because of what Apple did with how Facebook was able to track. I'm sure they didn't just give that to TikTok. But this story came out, lo and behold, your No Agenda show on the leading tip. TikTok enters the search ad market, challenging Google and Microsoft. As if we didn't predict it. We know that users, one out of two from Italian Google numbers, which is probably the same everywhere, go to TikTok first to search for something. So now TikTok says March 9th, yeah, we're going to enter the search ad market. I'll bet that got some people moving. Now, what does TikTok actually have? They have an algorithm that is killer. Everyone's trying to replicate it. They're trying to replicate the whole, what they call UX, the user experience. Reels, Twitter, everybody is now trying to do the video that you scroll up and get the next one. You've seen it. Everyone sees it. It's happening on Twitter because they think that's what it is. But that's, you know, oh, it must be because of that that you can scroll and get the next video. No, here is what I think TikTok actually has. One of our producers helped me with this, Tokyo Matt, who has some experience with it. Tokyo has something called computer vision, which analyzes in great detail the videos that people are uploading. Now, what is mainly being uploaded? I'd say teens, millennials who are dancing in their houses, right? That would be kind of the main one. So they can zoom in, look at the book titles on the bookshelf, identify products on the floor, posters on the